The Pentagon announced 3 weeks ago that last year was their biggest recruiting year of all time. So I don't know what better evidence we could have of a poverty draft. The military being the only job on the block for so many people, but it's still not nearly enough to keep up with two massive ongoing occupations. There's still a minimum of 120,000 troops in Iraq. There's 69,000 American troops in Afghanistan, and we're on the brink of sending probably between 30 and 45,000 more.
Dar Jamail, who extensively speaks with returning soldiers, reports in his recent book, The Will to Resist, that morale is very low as U.S. soldiers no longer believe in the mission. With the high likelihood of being hit by roadside bombs, platoons commonly practice what they call search and avoid missions to stay alive. There are even instances of mutiny.
There have been instances of entire platoons refusing orders. And this type of thing is quite common, but the military has so far done a quite good job at keeping it largely under wraps. The few times there have been overt public refusals of entire units to follow orders, they're quickly dealt with, usually by breaking up the entire unit and sending each individual soldiers to different parts of the globe or different parts of Iraq. So they've been quite effective at breaking up any dissent before it starts to spread very widely.
The promise of professional training has young women joining the armed forces in growing numbers, but there is a downside.
This has always been a problem for the military, but apparently it hasn't been nearly as bad as it is today. According to the VA, 1 in 3 women that the VA treats in the military reports being raped or sexually assaulted.
Moreover, recent studies show the incidence of post-traumatic stress disorder has reached epidemic proportions, with over 300,000 or 35% of returning veterans affected, and every year since 2006 has seen a record rate of soldier suicides. It is therefore no surprise that GI resistance is spreading.
There's more and more soldiers starting to stand up and publicly refuse deployments to Iraq or Afghanistan. There's two reasons, according to international law, how a country can have a just war. One is with UN Security Council ratification. Two, in an act of self-defense. With Iraq, clearly, neither of those was the case. But now with Afghanistan, we have international lawyers arguing that Afghanistan doesn't meet either of those criteria.
And just like for Vietnam 4 decades ago, anti-war sentiments are now building within army ranks. Earlier this year, Specialist Victor Augusto, back from a tour in Iraq, refused an order to deploy to Afghanistan. Before his court-martial at Fort Hood, Texas, he made the following statement.
Yes, I'm fully prepared for this. I have concluded that the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are not going to be ended by politicians or people at the top. The politicians and people at the top are not responsive to people. They're responsive to corporate America. The only way to make them responsive to the needs of the people is for soldiers to not fight their wars.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.